Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak to him. Someone told him, Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you. But he said in reply to the one who told him, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Stretching out his hands to his disciples, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus came down from heaven to earth in order to found a family. Today he describes in the Gospel one of the elements that constitutes that family. He was told that his mother and his relatives were outside wanting to speak to him, because they couldn't get in the house. It was that crowded. Jesus used it as a teaching moment to describe that what he had come down to do was to establish a family based on spiritual bonds, far more than on physical ones. So he used the pregnant pause to say, here are my brothers and my sister and my mother. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my sibling and mom. That the first principle that Jesus describes in terms of our relationship with him is meant to be like he shows us, to do the will of the Father, that we become sons in the Son through that obedient following. Jesus elsewhere will describe other ways that we enhance this divine filiation and therefore relationship with the Prologue of St. John. St. John says that to all who received him, he gave power to become children of God. And what does it mean to receive Jesus? St. John would say later, recounting Jesus' words, it's to believe in the one the Father sent. So to do the will of the Father in heaven begins, in a sense, with just receiving Jesus, accepting him far more into our life, receiving him more deeply in faith. We're all called to grow in that way. Continuing along the same lines, what does it mean to receive the Lord and to do the will of the one who sent him? Jesus, throughout the Gospels and throughout the Old Testament, describes that God the Father desires mercy above all. Today's readings, we see what it's like to receive that mercy by which we are renewed in our filiation. Prophet Micah describes God as the one who removes guilt and pardons sin, who doesn't persist forever in anger but delights in clemency, will have compassion on us, treading underfoot our guilt, will cast our sins into the depth of the sea, never to be found again, in other words. This is the faithfulness he has shown to Jacob, to Abraham, and sworn to our fathers. Mary, in her own Magnificat, would praise God for his mercy shown from generation to generation to Abraham and our fathers, etc. Likewise, in the psalm where we cried out, Lord, show us your mercy, we praise the Lord for having forgiven the guilt of his people and covering all our sin. The fulfillment of this cry for mercy and its connection to filiation was clearly seen in the parable of the prodigal son. That God the Father shows the depth of his fatherhood in his mercy toward his sons and daughters. And he reconstitutes us in that filiation when we come back. That sometimes we can only appreciate who we are as children who we are as the family members of Jesus. When we receive him who is mercy incarnate. Because it's then that we recognize just how valuable we are, that God the Father didn't spare his own son but handed him over for us all, precisely to forgive us. And the last step I'll mention in this progression of divine filiation happens with having received God's mercy. Having received that peace in our relationship with God, we are capacitated to become peacemakers, bringing that same mercy to others. At the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus gave us the Beatitudes, he blessed the peacemakers and said, "They will be called children of God." It's those who have received God's gift of peace who are capable of transmitting it. And that peace is through forgiveness. But we can only be emissaries, peacemakers in that way, if we've received the Lord in the depth with which he deserves to be received. To do the will of the Father in heaven is first to receive his merciful love, to thank him in response, and to thank him by reciprocation, forgiving others 70 times 7 as he has forgiven us infinitely. Somebody who put these truths into action is the saint that we celebrate today, Saint Charbel Maclouf, the great Maronite monk of the 19th century, who died 120 years ago. He was a good, pious kid, came from a family of shepherds. When he was a young boy, he used to lead his shepherds out to this grove of trees where he was able to place an icon in one of the trees and just adore the Lord there, pondering how the Lord shepherds us. It was there that he became ever more conscious of his divine filiation. Maronite culture, like Middle Eastern culture in general, takes family bonds extremely seriously. And his parents wanted him to have a marriage that they themselves were arranging. And at the age of 23, without telling his parents, because he knew they'd never have permission, he obeyed what he knew was an interior call of the Lord and left home in order to become a monk like his maternal uncles. People fought, but he persevered. And over the course of time, in one monastery and the next, he became known for precisely the way that he lived totally as a recipient of God's mercy. He lived receiving everything that he needed from the Lord with great trust in the Lord's merciful providence. He died at the age of 70. When they buried him, his remains glowed. People started to come to his tomb. And that's when, through his intercession, they received so many gifts from the Lord's mercy, gifts that continue to multiply to this day. Saint Charbel, for the Maronites, is kind of like Saint Jude for Roman Catholics. One miracle after another, including in desperate cases, has become an icon of the merciful love of the Lord. And people, in approaching the Lord through him, find the peace that God sent his Son to give us all. Today, as we come here to Mass, we remember two things. First, that one way that we are engendered in our divine filiation is precisely through the Word of God that we receive well. We live our maternity to Christ, which he announces in the Gospel, as St. Ambrose said, by the way we conceive it through our ears and let that word grow within, impregnating us such that we can no longer hold it in, but have to give it to the light. That's the icon of how the faith is transmitted. It transmutes us, we transmute it, and we put it forward. And the second way, obviously, is through Holy Communion, in which we have a similar experience to Mary, receiving within ourselves the Word made flesh, who helps us from within evermore to cooperate with the Father's merciful will. to all those who have received him, he gave power to become children of God. As we like St. Maroon, as we like St. Charbel, prepare to receive Jesus today with faith, we recognize that through this faith-filled reception, Jesus from the inside out is making us true children of the Father and true brothers and sisters of each other. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.